The Shape of Dread, a Sharon McCone mystery by Marcia Muller, narrated by Laura Hicks. Chapter 1. San Quentin Prison stands on a windswept headland on San Francisco Bay. At first sight, it does not look like such a bad place. Its sandstone-colored walls and red roof are architecturally imposing. The cypress-fringed hill that abuts them and the row of sturdy palms along the shoreline lend the natural setting a certain charm. The waters of the bay are azure or green or steel gray, depending on the weather, dotted with sailboats and the sleek ferries that ply their way from Marin County's Larkspur Landing to San Francisco. Not such a bad place at all. But as you approach the prison's iron gates, down a narrow lane lined mostly with ramshackle houses, you hear the rumble of loudspeakers in the yard and the monotonous hum of the generators that keep the huge physical plant functioning. You see the guard tower and floodlights and warning signs and the weary hopelessness in the eyes of the people who trickle through the visitor's entrance. The wind feels colder. It carries the stench of stagnant water and an indefinable decay. Then you notice that elsewhere on the promontory, no healthy vegetation grows, as if even trees and shrubs are wary of venturing too near the grim edifice. You realize how far removed Point San Quentin is from the posh newness of Larkspur Landing, the million-dollar homes of nearby Tiburon and Belvedere, the majesty of the Redwoods and Mount Tamalpais. In spirit, this place shares more with...